You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And we're back again, MLB.com Extras, the Pittsburgh Pirates edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Tom Singer, as always. And Tom, you had a note coming out of this weekend, and the Pirates are just at the front end of a long, long road trip. I had not realized how rough it's been for the Pirates on the road in the National League West, but I guess they got a certain monkey off their back this weekend.
Well, yes, they did. They did have a winning record last season, but sweeping the Diamondbacks in Arizona, they'd never done that before, and they hadn't swept any National League West club on the road since 2007 in San Francisco. So, you know, Clint Hurdle took this job 5 years ago with a long list of, you know, bucket list of things he wanted to get rid of, and success against the National League West clubs, and particularly on the road, was really near the top of that list. So he can definitely, you know, check that off.
I don't know about you, but I always, you know, when you're with a team in the middle of the country where it gets so smoking hot in the middle of the summer, I always like to see those West Coast trips spaced out in, you know, June, July, August. I almost feel like it's a waste to go out there this early in the season, because that nice cool weather in the middle of the summer was always so nice.
That's true. The schedule varies. I believe this is the third time in 4 years that they've been in Phoenix in April. A couple years ago, you know, the first road trip also took him to Los Angeles. So the schedule varies, but and that's been one of the challenges. Going out in the West Coast early, obviously you spend whole spring training on the East Coast, and then you get into a certain frame of mind, and that's been one of the challenges when they have had to go out on the West early. They just weren't, in sync and ready to, you know, handle those teams.
Yeah, so take care of Arizona. You think of going to Chase Field in Arizona and a chance for the offense to kind of get its legs underneath them. Really great, great place to hit. But once again, it looks like the pitching continues to be the story with this team. Just a phenomenal weekend and a tough place to pitch, I think.
Well, it is, but, you know, it was a unique series. You know, Clint Hurdle mentioned that obviously he's been coming to Chase Field since it opened. Well, maybe not since it opened, but since, you know, 97. And this is the first time he can recall a three-game series in which there were no home runs hit. Part of the reason might have been the fact that the roof was open all three games, which kind of had a wind factor, which usually you don't deal with in Arizona. And that's the other difference in coming out here early rather than in the summer, when the roof definitely would be closed and the ball carries better. So, I mean, in that sense, it's a unique series, but they definitely got the bats on track, especially in the Sunday finale. You know, put up 8 runs, 14 hits, and everybody in the lineup contributed, except for Andrew McCutchen. You know, I thought that was really noteworthy of how the Pirates are going. They're on a winning streak. McCutchen is slumping, and I don't believe there was one question asked of Hurdle, you know, what is wrong with McCutchen. In the past, you know, McCutchen would be up front and center if he's slumping, because the team would depend so much on him. And it says a lot about the depth of this team. They're on a 5-game winning streak with no contribution from McCutchen. In a odd sense, that's a very positive comment on this team.
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing with him. The on-base percentage is still there. He's still drawing walks. He's not striking out. When you become the guy, you know, you don't see as many good pitches. People try to, nibble a little bit on you, and the patient ones can at least work the walks out of it. In his case, what is the sense? Is he squaring balls up and just hitting the Mac guys? Is he not making great contact, or are they just pitching around him?
They're pitching around him, and Kutch is the one guy that totally believes in the process and maintaining his way of doing things. He's not going to get anxious. He's not going to jump at pitches. And like you said, he's been drawing walks. I believe he's got 1/4 of the whole walks that the team has drawn. Some guys might get impatient and get a little bit, try to overdo things. But, you know, Kutch has total confidence that if he maintains his regular procedure, the hits will start falling. And actually, he squared up quite a few balls the last couple of games in Arizona. A couple of them looked like home runs off the bat. But once again, we get back to that open roof factor. You know, the balls just do not carry as well. So, I mean, he's in a good place, oddly enough, for somebody who's, you know, won for his last 17 leaving Phoenix. You know, the hits will start finding grass. And he's been, like I said, he's been getting on base by drawing walks and coming around on, you know, other people's hits.
Yeah, you know, still second on the team with 11 RBIs as well. What's been the biggest offensive surprise for this team, if there is one? Is it Polanco? Where do you go with the most pleasing, performance so far this season?
Well, Polanco's been the one big uptick. The three high-profile outfielders, by far, he's having the most early season production. But I don't know if that's a surprise, because everybody expected him to, come through and erase the memory of the last 2 months of his rookie season. So I don't think it's a surprise, but he's been very highly productive. That's another aspect of the fact that they are performing so well early. There really hasn't been an offensive surprise. Nobody really stood out with the bat that you didn't expect. So they're not winning because they're getting unexpected contribution. They're winning despite the fact that nobody has really stood up with the bat, which once again, gets you back to that very strong pitching that, you know, it's been carrying them.
Yeah, I mean, guys like Francisco Liriano pitched very well on Sunday, got the win, which those don't always come for him. You described him as kind of quiet. How would you characterize Liriano? What kind of a personality is
he? Oh, he's very businesslike and very intelligent. He's definitely a quiet leader in the clubhouse. The way he goes about not only his pitching days, but the days in between, does set an example for everybody else. But he's not a guy that's going to talk a good game, which is, that kind of disappoints reporters sometimes, because it's kind of tough to get a good quote out of him. I mean, he's very good conversationalist, don't get me wrong. But on the record, he's not a guy to overanalyze what he does on the mound. He's definitely, a big teddy bear, very quiet, but he's a great competitor. And like you said, he doesn't get as many wins as he should, which kind of is what gets most people's attention. But I honestly don't think he cares. If he pitches a good game, puts the team in a position to win, and somebody else picks up the victory in relief, he could care less, I believe. I mean, he really is all team.
It's funny how, he finally gets his first win of the season. A.J. Burnett hasn't won a game yet this year either. It's like, it's just so funny that sometimes the best guys, the best pitchers just don't always get the wins.
Yeah, we see more and more of that. Obviously the way bullpens are used, unless you get a big lead, by the sixth, seventh inning, which when most starters will come out of games, you do not get credit for the victory. But I think, especially within baseball, there's a lot more attention being paid to the team record in your starts rather than your personal one-loss record. People in the game understand how the dynamic of getting credit for victories has really changed. And I think, maybe not in the media and in the public side, they still look at the personal one-loss record. But as far as starting pitchers are evaluated within the game, the team's record in your starts has become a lot more significant.
Yeah, I think that's one of the real upsides to the way people parse the numbers in today's game. At least we have some understanding of that portion of it, because guys can pitch awfully well and not get wins. Although the Pirates are getting plenty of those. Tom Singer, great stuff. Enjoy Chicago as you continue this long road journey.
Will do, Dave. Thanks very much.
All right, there's Tom Singer, MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates Edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.